As I said this morning, we ought to be so thankful that He is a good God, that it might motivate us to serve Him to the best of our ability. And tonight I want to continue to encourage us not to become distracted by things that are not necessarily wrong within themselves, but they may not have the right place in our lives. There's such a story in the Bible that illustrates that, that points that out, and that's what I want to share with us tonight. It's a familiar story in Luke chapter 10. I want to read a few passages with us tonight. Beginning at verse number 38, the Bible says this: "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her.'" You know, as Christians, we have many responsibilities in our life that claim our attention. We may have the responsibility of being a parent, the responsibility of being a spouse, the responsibility of being a child. We also may have the responsibility of being an employee, or may even be an employer. But whatever our responsibilities are, in the right relationship, when we take them in the right relationship, of course, God will bless us in those responsibilities. But yet, sometimes there are some things in life that are good, that are noble, that are right within themselves. They get in the way of what is much, much better. When we fail to properly prioritize our activities, we are allowing ourselves to be distracted by what is perhaps good. And at the same time, when we do that, we miss out on something that's so much better in our lives. And the story that I've shared with you, and I'm sure most of us are familiar with this story, is a good illustration of this very thing happening. As you read along with me, you realize that Martha had invited Jesus to come home and have a meal with her. Martha was one of Jesus' good friends. We read a lot about Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. They were good acquaintances. They were good friends of Jesus. And she had invited him to come and have a meal with her. But the dynamics that played out inside of this house while she was preparing this meal, getting ready to serve him, these dynamics, they played out in such a fashion that Jesus really approved of the sister Mary's action. And though he does not say it in so many terms, but his words indicate that he would have been much more pleased if Martha had displayed the same attitude that Mary did. That can happen so many times in our lives. We can misplace or get things out of order, and we end up really not pleasing the Lord as we ought to. And so I hope then that this story will again remind us of what is really important and what the Lord really wants from us is he wants priority in our lives. All of the things that I've talked about already that are good and noble, parents, husband and wife, children, employers, employees, all of these are good things. But he wants us to make sure that we have them in the right place in our lives. He doesn't want anything to come before him. And this is what evidently Martha allowed. She became distracted because her sister was not helping her. Was it anything wrong for her to invite Jesus to her house for a meal? Certainly it wasn't. Is it anything wrong for any of us to invite one another home with us or wherever for a good meal? Certainly nothing is wrong with that. As a matter of fact, hospitality ought to be practiced among God's people. It's nothing wrong with being hospitable. Matter of fact, it's a commendable trait. Jesus said it through his word, through the Hebrew writer, in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 2. While hospitality is not mentioned in that verse, the very attitude of hospitality is talked about when he says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels." Be not forgetful to be hospitable to people. So hospitality is a good trait. But again, when we become distracted over our providing hospitality by not putting Jesus in his proper place, we're in trouble with the Lord. She had become distracted because of the much serving that she was doing. And she was there all serving alone, getting all of the making sure that the fork and the knife was on the right place, on the right side, and the napkin was in the right place, and getting the china set just right. All of this, and making sure that she get all of the food just right. And yes, that was a lot of work for her to do, but she allowed that again to distract her. But Jesus says, really, you are troubled. You are troubled not necessarily about what your sister is doing, but you're really troubled about some other things that's going on in your life. You're coming, he says, and you're troubled about many things. But Mary has chosen, he says, the good part. It will not be taken away from her. I want to say to us tonight that the same thing can happen to us if we are not disciplined, if we do not prioritize the good things in our lives and make sure that we don't let the good things supplant or take the place of the better things, and that is sitting at the feet of Jesus. Mary was found sitting at the feet of Jesus, hearing his word. You know, it's amazing about the posture that she was in. That was the posture of people in Bible times. They would normally would sit at the feet of their teacher. You know, the Bible says concerning Paul in Acts chapter 22 that he was brought up at the feet of Gamaliel, which meant that he sat at the feet. And sitting at the feet of the teacher indicates that one really wants to learn. One really is interested in what the teacher has to say. I'm not advocating today that you sit at anyone's feet, but we need to be interested in what is being taught from God's word. And Mary displayed this attitude. She was interested in what was taught by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She chose that one thing that was needful, as the Bible says. But again, what application can we make from this story in our lives? There are, again, some wonderful things that we can have going on in our lives, but they must have the proper place in our lives. There's a story that is taught as we make applications, as we learn some lessons from this. There's a story that is taught in Luke chapter 14. And it's the story of Jesus inviting a man that makes this big supper, and this the representative, this man represents Jesus. He makes this big supper, and he invites people to it. And he goes out, and he invites three individuals, three men. They were involved in some things. And he wanted them to come to his supper. One, you would recall the story. Well, let's look at it. Put it up there and look at it. In Matthew, and rather Luke chapter 14 and verse number 16. If you just flash that up there on the screen. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And then the Bible goes on and says, and he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And the book says, and they all with one's consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. Now let's stop right there for a moment. Is anything wrong with buying a piece of ground? Nothing wrong with buying a piece of ground. So that's a noble thing. He bought a piece of ground. But what does he made an excuse? He says, let me first go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Nothing wrong with buying a piece of ground. But you know what he did? He was distracted by the piece of ground that he had bought, and he wanted to first go and see it. Jesus, or the story, doesn't condemn the man, as we'll see later on in the story. Doesn't condemn him because he had bought the ground. But he condemned him because he was not willing to put off going to see the ground to, first of all, come to the supper. Nothing wrong with buying a piece of ground. But he wanted to go and see it first. What was he? He was a distracted individual by the piece of ground that he had bought. We go on and we see the next one. The Bible says, and another said, I have bought five yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Anything wrong with buying five yoke of oxen? Nothing wrong with buying five yoke of oxen. But he wanted to, again, put off coming to the supper so that he could go and prove or test his five yoke of oxen. Nothing wrong with the oxen and his buying of the oxen, but he had them in the wrong place. And the story goes on, and the next one says, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Anything wrong with being married? The Bible says marriage is honorable, and the bed is undefiled. Hebrews 13. When we are scripturally married, nothing wrong with having a wife, nothing wrong with having a husband. But his problem was, I just can't come. I want to stay and spend time with my wife. Nothing wrong with that, but he had plenty of time to spend with his wife after he would go to the supper. And I'm afraid sometime, even today, when we look at these three men, that can enter into our lives as distractions if we're not careful. Nothing wrong with the things within themselves. But when we put them second to what the Lord wants, the Lord wanted them to come to the supper. Now, as the story continues, let's go a little bit further. The Bible says in the next verse, so that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. The next verse says what? And the servant said, Lord, it is done as I have commanded, yet there is room. And the next verse says this, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the hedges and to the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. And notice what the next verse says. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. You know why he said that? Because they allowed their distraction. Nothing wrong with the things they wanted to do, but they wanted to do them at the wrong time. So you see, the Lord has a place and a time that he wants us to do things. And unless we are willing to do them like the Lord wants us to do them, we're going to be displeasing in his sight.
So we can easily become distracted by things that are good, by things that are noble, by things that are honorable, if we don't put them in the proper place. Again, nothing wrong with Martha inviting Jesus to the meal. What was wrong? She put it in the wrong priority or the wrong place. Mary realized what was better. So family work and work and things that we've described here can become a distraction in our lives. And then the cares of this world. And all cares of the world are not necessarily evil. Some of the cares of the world, they are evil, but many of the cares of the world are not necessarily evil within themselves. But again, when we put them in the wrong place, that's when the Lord has a problem with that. The Bible says in Luke chapter 8 and verse number 14, as he explains the parables of the sower, of the seed, and they which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Choked with the what? Cares and riches. But the cares is what I'm doing. The cares of this world can be put in the wrong place. Again, all cares are not evil. Some cares are good, they're honest, they are noble. But we must, again, make sure that we put them in the proper place. In the proper place. If you read in Luke chapter 9, you see where the Lord talked about some other people that had said that they would come and follow him. But they first wanted to, one wanted to go back home and say goodbye to some folks. Another wanted to go home and take care of the burial of his loved one. Nothing wrong with those things. But Jesus said to me, I've never said to them, no man that put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Was he condemning them for what they wanted to do? No, he was condemning them for what they wanted to do at the wrong time. He wants to always be first in our lives. And if we allow the cares of this world to distract us from the proper place that Jesus should have in our lives, we are in trouble. And you know what, again, the cares of this world can leave us unprepared for that great day. In Luke 21 and 34, the Bible says this, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. We're focusing on the cares of this life. And he says, and so that day come upon you unawares. What day is he talking about? The judgment day. It will come upon us unawares because, again, we've been distracted by the cares of this world. I'm saying to us tonight, don't be like Martha. Be distracted over the things that were going on in her life. But we need to be like Mary. We're willing to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. If we become distracted over things that are good, we will find ourselves just like Martha, worried, troubled, and all stressed out. And we'll miss out on the better things by holding on to what are the good things, yes, but Jesus is the better thing. Are we disciplined then tonight like Mary? To seek which is better, the one thing that is really needful, and that is to put him first and to listen to his word. Jesus said it like this in Matthew 6 and verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What were the things that he was talking about that would be added? The necessities of life. So even the necessities of life can become a distraction to us if we are all wrapped up in what I'm going to eat and what I'm going to wear and what I'm going to live in. Those things can become a distraction. Jesus says, if you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, you don't have to worry about the necessities of life. The Lord will provide us with that. Thank God that he will take care of us. But we must not become distracted even over the necessities of life. Somebody will say, if I really do that, Brother Branch, you know, I'm going to be shortchanging myself. Well, listen to what the Lord says in Mark chapter 10 and verse 28 through 30. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all. We'll prioritize. We'll put you in the proper place in our life. We have left all, he says, and done what? And have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, a brethren, a sisters, a father, a mother, a wife, a children, a lands, for my sake and the gospel. But he shall receive what? An hundredfold now. In this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, what? Eternal life. Now, what if we don't forsake all and follow him? We're going to miss out on eternal life. That's what he said. We've got to, again, prioritize even the, quote, good things, put them in their proper place, and put Jesus in his proper place in our lives. So I'm saying again tonight, don't become distracted like Martha did. We'll have peace. We'll have joy when we keep Jesus in the proper place. And we'll find ourselves being blessed like Job was blessed, experiencing the end twice as much as he had. He was blessed when everything was lost. In the end, he received twice as much as he had. James 5 and verse 11 says, behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. When we read Job 42, we'll see how he was blessed twice of what he had. Because, yes, he became a little bit distracted, but he didn't turn it loose. He kept his faith in the Lord, and the Lord blessed him in the end. Let's keep the Lord in the proper place in our lives. And let's not become distracted by things that are good. Martha, you trouble about many things. But one thing, he says, is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away. May God bless us tonight. May we keep our focus, as Brother James preached the other Sunday, may we keep our focus where it ought to be. That is on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and on God our Father. May we keep them in the proper place in our lives. And in the end, we won't lose. But if we get it all twisted, we're going to end up losing in the end. Thank the Lord that he left that story for us, that we might know how to prioritize things in our lives. You know, that's one thing the devil will use. He'll use good things to distract us. Well, you're doing all of this. You don't have to really go to church. You're doing all of this. You're giving over here. You're giving over there. You don't have to give when you go to church. He'll distract us. And if we fall to his deception, we're going to lose in the end. You remember what the Lord said in Matthew 7, verse 21? Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will come unto me and say, Lord, Did we not prophesy in our name? Did we not cast out devils in our name? Did we not do mighty, wonderful works in thy name? Anything wrong with wonderful works? But Jesus says, I will say to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. These are good things they were doing, but they just weren't doing them right, like the Lord wanted them to do it. So don't let the good, again, distract us from doing such that we can receive the best, and that is eternal life. If you need to respond to the Lord tonight, while we're standing and while we're singing, we want to encourage you to do that. Whatever your need is, if it's for baptism, or if it's for confession of a sin of which you're repentant, or if it's for prayer, would you stand and would you sing and would you come?
What a friend we have in
Jesus. Our love sends and grief to bear.